Screaming Infidelities. Two years ago was such a critical moment in my life. I just started, or I had been trying to get sober for months, and things started to click. And I knew that it was sort of like an all hands on deck situation. I knew that alcohol provided me dopamine and escapes and everything. And I just sort of, I literally said all hands on deck, and that was like top to bottom. So finding a community and finding sobriety mentors and finding people that were on the same journey and signing up for therapy that I was going to get into in 2022, thinking that I was going to get medicated for my ADHD because people with ADHD have dopamine issues. And what does alcohol do? It provides dopamine. One of the other things was like part of this like dopamine slash like, you know, I'm taking away this thing that I felt like was providing me happiness. And it was, I mean, there's no mistake about it. I was happier drinking. I was happier with a little bit of a buzz. I was a nicer person. But one of the things that I did as going into that is I said, I'm going to color my hair. I need something to look forward to. I want to color my hair. I want to be provocative almost. So I colored my hair pink in December, and it really did reinforce, like it did provide me just a little bit of joy, an inch, a foot of joy, and in a very challenging time of my life. And it, you know, when you wake up and you're like, and waking up is probably not the right one, but you know, you look in the mirror and you're like, oh yeah, I have pink hair. Isn't that fun? Or even I don't know if I've talked about this, but like, you know, I am a middle-aged white man. I'm pretty forgettable if you just see me on the street, and as it should be. And I've dealt with that my entire life. That's the one thing about being a middle-aged white man where it's not an advantage, is like you're just like everyone. There's nothing special about you. And so when you dye your hair pink, people start to notice. They're like, "Whoa, you're the middle-aged white dude with pink hair." So it achieved the goal in providing me just that little extra bit of happiness that I was looking for. And it was like there was this nice feedback loop from people like, oh, wow. And a topic of conversation, like in our sobriety groups, when you are newly sober, you're getting sober. You're like, what do I do with my hands? What do I talk to people about? These things are awkward. And again, having pink hair was sort of like a built-in conversation piece. So I've had pink hair for the last 2 years of my life. And at first, Sarah was like, oh, this is going to be a horrible idea. Do not do this. And then I came home with pink hair, and she's like, oh my God, I need to do this. So it was very successful. I mean, here I am. It's not the whole reason I'm sober, but it's one of them. And it was fun. And it would be a topic. Hey, looks like your hair's grown out. Time to get your hair recolored, right? And so that would be a fun topic of conversation. And in a time when I'm looking for anything fun, it was great. I have had a little bit of a crushing reality in the last 3 months that I have to put on my big kid pants and have to. I have to ditch the pink hair. I have to get serious. I used to be a very serious person in from a looks perspective, especially when I would travel or do conferences. But as you there we talk about, I mean, it's a common phrase, like fake it till you make it. here I am going to these customers and saying, please use my product. You know, I'm putting on my salesperson hat. And that product is, well, it was originally called Dark Alley. And people are like, Dark Alley, that sounds ominous. And so we fixed that. It's now called Document Authoring. It's really boring. It's a really boring name. So we solved that. But then I can't be the middle-aged white dude with pink hair going into these calls. What? Why should we trust him? Like, it looks like he makes... And it's perception, right? It's not reflective of reality, but like, if he's like making these decisions about his hair, what is he going to make? How is he going to make bad decisions? We think this might be a bad decision, or it could be perceived that way. What kind of bad decisions is he going to make if we choose his product? So I have to tone everything down. And luckily I'm strong enough in my sobriety journey that it's fine. I basically have brown hair right now anyways, or as my kid would say, white hair because of all my gray hair. So, it's sad. But it is a reflection of growth. I have grown into a situation where I have to be, an adult, or at least provide the perception of adulthood, I guess. I'm not some, you know, teen punk rocker anymore. But I'm sad. It's such a huge part of my identity. Or it has been such a huge part of my identity. Now, a year from now, I get some customers and get some testimonials. It's a different conversation. If I go into a customer and like, whoa, should we try this guy? I have the track record. So I'm hoping I can get back to it. But for now, I got to be boring. Fake it till you make it. And with that, I'll let you go.